right, brother. Start cleaning those tires up.
Don't drain the time. Remember, they fan out down there. So protect that bottom. Sunday drive.
All right, boss man. These cars off. Be ready.
Yeah, bud, be ready.
Get ready. Ready. Green flag.
Green.
Welcome, everybody, to the Inside Pass, another week of Motorsports Talk. I am Randy Miller alongside Tom Baker, who is sitting to my right. And normally, there would be Noah after that, but now Noah's not here and Peter's here. So, I don't know. You guys
Soften
need to get
out,
your,
one week after the other.
Yeah, you guys need to get your ducks in a row, I guess, as they say. But we do have an in-studio guest tonight. LeVar Scott is here from the Drive for Diversity program. And he's going to talk a little bit about his career, his season, and what's on the horizon for him. And, of course, we'll break down what an amazing weekend at Bristol. I don't know if anybody else can say that, but I thought the races were
absolutely amazing.
And we'll break down all of those. We also have a mystery guest that will come on at the beginning of the next segment that was sort of set up by Leighton, who was here last week, with somebody who was supposed to be here this week, but that's a whole other story. It was supposed to be Jack Wood. But Jack came a week early. So
We should explain that Leighton is the PR.
Yes.
Leighton's the BLI PR for
He's a heck of a PR
Janice.
Guy. He's on top of things.
Yeah.
He's on top of things.
Well, like
early.
I said, he wanted to be early, so he brought Jack a whole week sooner. Yeah.
Yeah.
We had him scheduled for this show, and he was on a week ago because they just sort of walked in, and we had Howie DeSavino already, so it kind of turned into a party, and we had some fun with the two of them.
So I made him find me a replacement since he messed up Jack, and so he kind of came through in the clutch, but it was at the very last second. So we'll bring our mystery guest on here in just a little bit, but we've only got a minute left before we go to break. So we will talk about everything that happened at Bristol this weekend. The 2022 schedules have come out for the Cup Series as well as the IndyCar Series, so we'll talk about both of the schedules. There's a lot of topsy-turvy on both of those schedules that we probably need to make mention of. And, of course, there's some silly season news as well. Sheldon Creed is going to be over at RCR, so we'll talk about that. Allgaier is going to be back with Junior, so that's another thing that we can talk about. Fantasy NASCAR, of course, as always, too. And I'm sure we'll get to some NHRA and some F1 stuff
Sunday.
As well. NHRA is actually in town as we record this show in Charlotte.
Yep.
And so we'll talk about all of the action from the NHRA series this weekend as well. So lots of stuff to unpack, lots of things going on. And we will do all that when we come back from commercial break. As I said, our mystery guest is on the line, and we'll talk to him when we come back. This is the Inside Pass presented by MyComputerCareer.edu, training for a better life, and we will be right back.
Do you love the sound of high-revving motors and the smell of burning rubber? Do you want to get your car sideways right at the ragged edge of control? If you've always wanted to try drifting or learn to improve your drifting skills, Summit Point Motorsports Park, the Mid-Atlantic's premier motorsports facility, has the expert instructors and the specialized track to teach you how to drift and the skills necessary to drift competitively. From skid pad to open sessions, Summit Point Motorsports Park has the safe and open environment that allows drifters of all skill levels, new to intermediate, to get sideways and smoking. With a focus on safety and the skill set necessary to drift competitively, Summit Point Motorsports Park's Drift Nirvana is just the thing for you. Call for your reservation today, 304-725-8444. Or for more information, go online, summitpoint-raceway.com, or you can email them at office@bsrinc.com. Drift Nirvana, getting you sideways the right way.
Victory Custom Trailers is the place to go for your next new or used trailer or coach. Being personally involved in the racing community allows Victory to fully understand what racers need in a trailer. They have over 200 coaches and trailers in stock for a variety of industries, and they can serve anyone in the continental U.S. If you're looking for something custom, they can assist in designing a trailer to fit your needs. Check out their entire inventory online at victorycustomtrailers.com.
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. Beware of telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you. Callers threatening you with arrest or other legal action and demanding money are not from us. If you receive a call like this, hang up, do not provide them with any form of payment or information. Report the call at oig.ssa.gov.
What an awesome game.
What's up with your car?
I don't know. It won't start.
How are we getting home?
Chill. My parents signed me up for the roadside assistance from Lewis Meineke. It was free with my oil change. They'll come and get the car started or get us home and tow the car to the shop.
Good to know. With my driving, my parents never know what to expect.
When you join the Meineke Car Care Club with a $35 preferred service, you get 4 free months of roadside assistance, including tire change, battery jump, lockout service, towing, and more. Contact Lewis Meineke, located on Route 1, or call 827-2054.
When do you think of a plumber? Like most people, even if it's an emergency, you can be confident about who will arrive to help you. For quality and reliability, count on someone you can trust. Call on the plumbing services of Hague Quality Water of Maryland. Plumbing doesn't have to be an emergency. We handle all kinds of preventative maintenance, too. Hague Quality Water of Maryland is family-owned here in Annapolis since 1993. For a refreshing choice, call us at 888-84-WATER or visit us online.
Hey, I'm Howie DeSavino, and you're listening to The Inside Pass.
Welcome back to The Inside Pass.
I was going to mention that Howie DeSavino bringing us back from break there. We had Howie on last week, and he was telling us about his mom and her very brave five-year battle with brain cancer, and the Lord called her home over the weekend. So we certainly wish Howie and his family all the best. We're praying for them and pray that God lifts them up and comforts them and strengthens them. That was, she fought an incredibly brave fight. So, Howie will be in Jordan Anderson's truck at Vegas on, Friday? I think it's Friday night, truck race? Yeah. For the truck race and racing for his mom. So yeah, I'm sure.
Definitely go back and listen to that episode from last week on demand and listen to the way he talks about his mom. So mystery guest is on the line, and it was set up by Leighton. So, we could bat 1,000 here or we can't. But in any event, Daniel Dye is on is on the hotline, and so I know it's been a pretty, treacherous season for you. I mean, you've done an amazing job this season, but it seems like everything you do gets overshadowed by your two, rivals on the racetrack, Ty Gibbs and Corey Heim. But you've had a pretty good season so far. So how do you assess everything that's happened to you this season so far?
Yeah, I mean, it started off pretty interesting, racing in that 43 car at the beginning of the year, and then Jack Wood went all big time on us and hopped in the 24 truck, and that left the seat open for me, and it was cool being able to follow the good run that he had in the year. Him and Chad were working pretty good together, and I went to Charlotte and he had a good run there, and that was kind of my first race trying to learn from those guys. And we struggled the first two races, but since then we've been rolling pretty good, so having a lot of fun with those guys.
I bet you are. You've come up through the ranks fairly quickly, Daniel. You and I talked last year at one point on one of our shows here, and happy to see you getting the opportunity to do what you're doing now and get to Victory Lane and have such a great car to drive. But, you've had a really interesting kind of walk everybody through in about a minute or so. Walk everybody through your career who may not know you, because this is a bit of a different audience than the show you were on with me last time.
Yeah, so I started racing quarter midgets when I was 8, I believe. I was like 8 and a half. Ran those up until I was 14, and then ran asphalt late models for 2 years. I made 2 ARCA East starts last year, New Smyrna and Pensacola, with Ben Kennedy Racing. Neither of those went great, but nothing to complain about, being my first 2 ARCA races. Then announced for this year that we were going to go full-time in the ARCA East series with Ben Kennedy Racing. About halfway through the season, we flipped the switch and jumped in the 21 car with GMS Racing and fired off all right. And then after our first 2 races, everything clicked. We went to Berlin and got it done, and we've been rolling pretty good since.
Well, it certainly is good to have you on the program, and I know you're looking forward to rounding your season out strong. Do you have a track that's coming up for you that you're most excited about?
Well, I actually only have 1 track left, so I can only be excited about
it. Well, that narrows it down.
So that's my last race of the year, but that's a cool place. You see the restarts is what you get to see on Twitter and Instagram and all that stuff and how crazy those are. Everybody goes down to the flat and goes to the inside wall, and everybody's doing different stuff on restarts. So I'm really looking forward to that race. You know, it's the ARCA West finale. I got a couple buddies that run out there that I'm looking forward to racing again. But, yeah, I mean, it's going to be really cool to race out there. I actually raced a quarter midget in the parking lot of that racetrack in 2018 for a national race. For a USAC national race, and about one, it got wrecked with about three to go. So I have a lot of finished business. It might be in a quarter midget, but we're going to go try and make something happen in the ARCA car.
I guess you have to make it out of the parking lot without wrecking or getting wrecked.
Yeah, I hope you don't wreck in the parking lot with your ARCA car.
If you get into the entrance gate, then I think you've already met a thousand.
Be a good thing
for the week. So any firm plans yet for 2022? I know you mentioned jumping into the GMS car and driving some races this year for them. Is this a plan for you to do full time next year with GMS, or do you have a game plan for what's going to come in 2022?
We're still working on our plans for next year. What I want to do is I want to go full time in ARCA next year. I've had a lot of fun racing that 21 car this year with Chad Bryant working on it, and he's been a really big help in teaching me. Really about a lot of things. Air and how to, race, aerodynamic racetrack has been one thing that has clicked really well between me and him. So I really like working with Chad. I hope to work with him in the future, wherever that may be, now or somewhere down the road. So not quite sure what we're doing yet next year. I have a preference, and it'd probably be pretty easy to guess, but I'm having fun, man. Any race car that I can race, I would love to. I'm super blessed to be in the position that I am to, do shows like this and drive race cars on the weekends. And whatever opportunity presents itself and that we can make happen, I'm going to be really thankful for.
Over a million people worldwide will hear this show, Daniel. So happy to have you aboard. I know that when you and I spoke a year or so ago, you were an advocate for something called Racing to Stop Suicide, I believe. Talk a little bit about that. Are you still involved with that, and tell us what that is?
Yeah, we're still very involved with that. We're actually working a lot harder on it now, and actually bringing our partners and even new partners into it a lot more than before. So we have a couple partners that have vans and semi trucks and stuff like that that we're actually going to start not advertising, but trying to get the word out there for Race to Stop Suicide and bring people first off, break the ice about talking about suicide. It's really hard to talk about because it is a sensitive topic, but when you can break the ice and make people more comfortable talking about it, it makes it easier to help people out when you can check on the people around you. A lot of people don't expect it when somebody commits suicide, so what we try and do is make it easier to talk about, try and get people to reach out and check on the people around them. Whether or not you think they need it, you'll never know sometimes. So, we try and make sure that the people that do want help have places to go, whether that's, just sending us a Facebook message or going more professional through one of the hotlines or many different options that you can do to seek help with depression and suicide and things like that. So we're working hard on trying to help people. It's something that impacted me a little bit personally, so it's starting to become easier to talk about that stuff. So it's something close to my heart that I try and do my best at. I try to learn about it, to be able to help the people around me and make sure that we can save as many people as we can.
Do they have a website?
Yeah, so you can go to racetostopsuicide.com. It redirects you to my website. We actually have a page on my website full of resources where you can go. We have the regular hotline on there and then a few more specific resources if the regular hotline isn't for you or for somebody you care about. It doesn't just have to be you that's struggling. If you need to talk to somebody about, how to help someone that you think is struggling, there's places that can help for that too if you want to be a a helping hand to people that you love and care about, there's places that can help you be more effective at that.
All right, so in about 15 seconds or 20 seconds, tell me a little bit some of your sponsors and some of the people you'd like to thank real quick.
Yeah, I really want to thank Kevtron Media for putting me in the position that I am in my career to be able to race with GMS. All of GMS's partners, I want to especially thank SolarFit and Bill Gallagher for everything he does for my career and coming to all the races with us that he's came to this year. It's been awesome to put Chevrolet and some bow ties in Victory Lane this year. And all of our partners at Daniel Dye Racing, it's awesome having a great group of people to help this effort that we've got going with Race to Stop Suicide. A lot of people in the community are jumping on board with this, so we're super proud to have a great group of people together to help people and get some good looking race cars on the racetrack across the country.
That's awesome, Daniel. Thank you so much, and we will talk to you again soon. And we will be back with more of the Instant Pass right after this.
How to be a great dad in 15 seconds. Bike ride, go fish, walk in the park, phone call, milkshake, play catch, picnic, fly a kite, tell jokes, laugh, talk, read a story, tell a story, bumper car, swing set, bowling, pillow fight, cut loose, stay tight. Whew. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Automotive technicians and auto service trainees, how would you like to work at the beach and perform for one of the best car care centers in the nation? Lewis Meineke is now looking for skilled automotive technicians to join their award-winning team. If you're a gearhead that knows his or her stuff, or a young up-and-comer that has the motivation and drive to succeed, then you need to make this call today, 302-827-2054. Lewis Meineke Car Care Center, located in beautiful Lewis, Delaware, offers a highly competitive compensation plan, great benefits, a flexible schedule, and did we mention that you're going to be working at the beach? Plus, there's a signing bonus for the right candidates. Technicians must be ASE certified and have a minimum of 6 years' experience. Beginners advance at your own pace in one of several entry-level positions. But whatever you do, don't wait. These jobs will go fast. Call Tim at 302-827-2054. That's 302-827-2054. Lewis Meineke Car Care Center. Rev up your career.
You hear that? That's the sound of America's only sports car. That's right. It's a Corvette. But not just any Corvette. It's your Corvette. It's that who cares if there's traffic part of your day. And this can be you when you come to Cooper Corvettes. With 60 years of Corvettes to choose from, there's always a Corvette in your budget. And they'll service any Corvette you bring in. Cooper Corvettes on Route 1 just north of Quantico and Triangle. Call, click, or visit CooperCorvettes.com.
Victory Custom Trailers is the place to go for your next new or used trailer or coach. Being personally involved in the racing community allows Victory to fully understand what racers need in a trailer. They have over 200 coaches and trailers in stock for a variety of industries, and they can serve anyone in the continental U.S. If you're looking for something custom, they can assist in designing a trailer to fit your needs. Check out their entire inventory online at victorycustomtrailers.com.
He wanted to be known for doing his best.
Sure, you're right.
His best made him Major League Baseball's most valuable player.
Strike two.
He played in 6 World Series and was elected to the Hall of Fame. Oh. Although an honest man, he was best at stealing home.
Save.
But the best quality of Jackie Robinson's life was his character. So here's to you, Mr. Robinson. Thanks for passing it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at Values.com.
I'm at the NASCAR Epicenter Daytona 500 Grand Marshall Track House representing. Where comes at the stage? I'm in the suite next to the greatest of all time, baby MJ. Blake Shelton to McGraw, so in love.
So now when you get back, you can tell Noah that he missed his surprise.
Yeah, he missed Pitbull being on the show.
Darn. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you should totally tell him that Pitbull called.
Yeah, I will.
Pitbull called him. That was our mystery guest. And that'll really
we had Armando on.
That'll really make him twitch a little bit. Welcome back to the show. Randy Miller, Tom Baker, Peter Strada is in the studio. Noah's not here this week, which is why we're picking on him so much.
Exactly.
But, we pick on him even when he's not here, when he is sitting here. We do have LeVar Scott, though, from the Drive for Diversity program. He's our in-studio guest tonight, so we're going to chat with him for a little bit. First of all, thanks for taking some time out to join us tonight. Tell us a little bit, first of all, about what Drive for Diversity is, and then we'll get into your racing career.
Yeah, so Drive for Diversity is a program by Max Siegel. It was made a long time ago, like 20 years ago. It's a program to get minorities into the sport of NASCAR, like blacks, Asians, Mexicans, girls, females. So, and it's a very, very useful program. Guys like Bubba Wallace, Kyle Larson, Daniel Suarez, they all came through this program and actually have wins in this program. Like Kyle Larson has a 2012 championship or 2013 championship in the K&N series back then. So it's a program that I know works, and it's going to push a lot of drivers now and in the future into NASCAR. So it's pretty cool.
Well, speaking of winners, I mean, you actually have won a race as a Drive for Diversity member last week at Hickory, picking up a win. So you can add your name to the list of drivers who've won in the program.
Yeah, it's pretty cool to get a win with this program, because last year I raced Legends at the Summer Shootout at Charlotte. So, and that competition is very, very stiff. Like guys like Justice, who's sitting here, he's very fast there. So to beat guys like that is very stiff. But to finally this year come to Rev and get a win with the late model program is amazing. I'm glad to get it done.
I was at Hickory last week and watched LeVar win that race, and I was trying to get myself hired on the payroll as his good luck charm. And then Blake Lothian, who used to be in Drive for Diversity and is now running for Mike Darn Racing, ended up winning the second race. So I wasn't that good of luck, I guess. I got one win instead of two. But
still glad you came and get a win at least. You might have come to the next one.
Yeah, there you go. But it was a good run. And I mean, look, you know, everybody says, well, there was only X number of cars. So what? You got to be who's there.
Yeah.
And you went from the back to the front. And I watched that drive, and you were as consistent as could be. The line and the way that you approached that, you took your time. You didn't get in a hurry and passed your way through the field past Blake to win. I mean, was there ever a point in that race when you kind of doubted? I mean, you just looked like you knew you had control, and it was only a matter of time.
Well, the first race I was pretty confident going in, because we timed, I think we ran a 15-13 for qualifying.
Yeah.
No, I ran a 15-16, and Blake ran a 15-13, and my qualifying lap wasn't the best lap. So
right.
I know if I'm just patient and calm in the first race, I can get him at some point. So me and my team, Booker, we just talked about it, just be patient, and if it happens, just try to run your line, run your race. So we started good, and we battled with Blake, and we got into a little bit going into 1 and 2. I went up the track a little bit, but then came around and got him back going into 1 and 2. So it was pretty good just to get it done. I knew it was going to be fast in the second race just because Blake's a good driver, so I knew it was going to be fast, but to get it done in the first race means a lot.
Yep. So Hickory was actually your second win this season, because earlier in the summer you competed in the Peak Series in Mexico actually won in that series as well.
I forgot all about that. Yeah. Yes.
So tell us about that one.
That race was, like, it's phenomenal over there. Like, the race in there, everything is just – so when I went to, they treat you like you're a cup driver here, because that's their NASCAR.
Yeah.
So
right.
To go there, and just, it's a whole different experience, because, like, coming here and going to Hickory – everybody, you're just another, like, you're just, it's Hickory Motor Speedway. You're another driver, like, you're just a driver on a regular Saturday night local track or grassroots. But there, to be there in a NASCAR, like a NASCAR facility, they treat like you're a NASCAR driver. So, and it was a whole different experience for me. So it was cool to have that experience on my belt and say, hey, I did this before. And to go there and get a win at that place and at that track, because how beautiful the facility was, everybody, I can't understand what they're saying at all. So it was kind of hard to speak to the... It was kind of hard to speak to all the crew chiefs and adjustments that I want done. So my teammate Regina Servant, she was there with me, because she actually originally comes from, races from. So it was good to have her there and help me with the changes and stuff like that.
That was, I mean, you really, doing what you did in Mexico and then coming back and doing the late model, limited late model, and being, you know, really, I'm sure that helped your confidence a bunch coming back and being able to get back in the car over here after, you know.
Yeah, it helped a ton, actually, just because... This is only my second year on asphalt, and that was my second race in Mexico. So, and to get a win, it was like, all right, so maybe if I just keep focused and keep pushing, we can actually do something in this racing world. So, and then to come back and get a win here, I'm confidence is pretty high, but you still know you got to go into every race knowing anything can happen. You still have tons of talented drivers on racing every single weekend, so still got to keep pushing hard.
I want to know about your family, because I think, you know, a lot of people would find it interesting that here you are, you know, a diversity driver, and you've got this huge family history. Talk about the fact that you're not the first driver in your family.
Yeah, so the people that started this whole racing family that we have is actually my grandma, who's sitting right next to me, and my grandpa. They My grandpa's a really, really big into drag racing, and he has his own, we have his own shop at home, auto and towing business called Scott's Auto. So them two got it done. He helped my grandpa build his own junior dragster.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's how they started racing. And she would, like, my grandpa would be working on a junior dragster. She would bring him food and help him out, anything he helped with. So it was definitely a family effort. And so my mom, she started racing drag cars. She had a really nice Mustang. I think it was like in 8 seconds on a quarter mile. So she had a fast Mustang. And my brother is 21 now, so when he went to start racing when he was 5, my mom quit so we can start. And to race drag cars, you have to be 8 years old, but he was only 5 at the time, so we went dirt racing and just stayed with it ever since.
Wow.
Yeah.
So your grandma's a better mechanic than me, no doubt. That's pretty funny.
Maybe.
She's smiling. Better than all of us combined.
Yeah, probably. Give me a wrench, I break something. So you came off of dirt.
Yes.
What was it like? What'd you run, micro sprints?
Micro sprints, yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Dirt, there's nothing like dirt racing, especially on a two-groove track with a top and a bottom. It's just, like, asphalt racing is obviously fun. It's amazing to do, but to be in a dirt car and have so much going on around you, 24 other cars trying to get to your position and slide jobs thrown at you, you got to run the bottom, run the top. And running the bottom and the top were two completely different things because the top has a cushion, so you can just drive it in there hard and hope it hooks and not hit the wall. And the bottom, you got to use a little more throttle control. So there's nothing like dirt racing. It's good to keep going back home at some point throughout the year to keep my tactics sharp. And that's why I think dirt racing really helps me a lot in asphalt racing.
I mean, I think that's why I love doing these shows and having drivers like you on, because I think most fans have this kind of idea that, well, you know, diversity drivers are there because, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, you come from 2-3 generations of racers. Yeah. That's why I love giving you guys the opportunity to get your stories out there. So it must have been quite a change for you to go from the dirt tracks to the what, you ran Legends cars first,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And then you moved up,
yeah,
to late models.
It's definitely a hard change because you're racing on two different types of surfaces with different drivers. So, but it's not as hard as people think, just because after you run laps after laps after laps, I feel as though you just have the mental, like your mind just remembers what to do when you get on different types of racing,
yeah,
surfaces. So at first, my first testing was at the Charlotte Fifth Mile, and tested there for about maybe 100 laps. And that same, the week after, went to the Summer Shootout, which is absolutely the best competition there is for Legends. So it was pretty cool. It was pretty hard to experience, to adapt to.
Yeah, so we talked when Daniel was on a minute ago about 2022. I know, with the Drive for Diversity program, it's kind of hard to kind of map out where you're going to go from year to year or from season to season. But what is your plan? Like, if you could pick your plan for 2022, what would you see yourself
Cup.
Doing next year? Well, yes, I know, but aim high, shoot low.
He said it for me.
Yeah.
Yes, but realistically, is next year I'm racing again for late models in the Drive for Diversity program. And I think that's a very good fit for me, just because it'll be my third year back on asphalt, and I'm just trying to get all the experience I can before moving up to the ARCA or truck. So I think that's just a perfect bet for me.
Yeah, it's one of those things. Like, I'm always an advocate for people not moving up too fast, because I feel like once you get to the top, where you're going to go when you get to Cup? I mean, unless you're consistently staying there year after year, like, you know,
yeah,
Kyle Larson or,
yeah,
you know, somebody like that, you've really got to be careful about how fast you make it through the ranks, because once you get up there, you know, the quicker you get up there, the more you have to sustain that for years and years and years, and it's really hard to do in this, you know, this day and age with these new kids coming up through the rankings, wanting to take your job. So I appreciate somebody who wants to steadily make the,
yeah,
climb up and learn their craft in,
yeah,
one division before moving up to the next.
Yeah,
that's
thank you.
Because cool. Yeah.
Racing is a lot of racecraft. You can have a fast car,
yeah,
set,
for sure.
So you can set quick time in qualifying, but if you don't have the racecraft and you know how to race against other people, it's not going to last so long in the race. So
what's been the hardest track for you to get used to?
I think my hardest track so far probably would be Florence Motor Speedway in South Carolina, but I only had about 20 laps of practice, then it rained out. But just to get used to that track, because the track has no grip at all, so to get used to that track was probably my toughest experience so far. Hickory, everybody says Hickory is really tough to drive, but I feel as though Hickory is just, but I know, because it's 1, 2, and 3, and 4 are completely different turns. But
they are.
I have to get used to that. It's pretty straightforward. So I think Florence Motor Speedway.
I would have thought you would have said Florence, because the visual of no backstretch wall, right?
Yeah, that's
but you talked about
too.
No grip, which is also true. Yeah. It's not quite Myrtle Beach was. Yeah. Myrtle Beach was the roughest, coarsest asphalt in like the country, but for a racetrack. But
yeah, last year I did a practice session at Myrtle Beach before they closed it down.
Oh, you did?
And it was pretty rough track.
Yeah. That was a cheese grater. You'd slow down 2.5 seconds. Yeah.
The typical superstition for drivers is I always hit the track they went on because it's like I hate that track so much I went at it all the time. So if you, it's like a love hate relationship. Like I hate going there, but I love it because I went all the time.
Yeah.
So you can't say I love that track because then you're going to do bad. So you have to always say that you hate the track. So that's the way that goes. So I know you're going to stick around for a little bit. We want to get to know you a little bit better. So we're going to play a little game with you here in a little bit. Kind of a get to know you game. We played it with Jack and Howie last week, but it'd be kind of a fun little game.
Found out some things.
We found out some things. Surprised us a little bit. Yeah. Need to know, but you can come back and listen to the on demand of that if you want to know about Jack's Tinder account. In any event, when we come back, we'll dig into some NASCAR a little bit. We'll talk about Kyle Larson because it's been a while since he's won. So we have something to talk about for a little while. Exactly. We've eliminated four drivers from the playoffs. So we'll talk about those four drivers that are no longer playing for the championship. And two drivers that probably should be playing a little, pickup game of, get your feelings out or whatever between
milk and cookies.
Milk and cookies.
Need a milk and cookies meeting.
Yeah, a little milk and cookies meeting. Yeah, we'll be back with more of the Inside Pass presented by
Kevin. Needs a new pair of glasses.
My Computer Career. You Change for Better Life. Just in a minute.
How to be a great dad in 15 seconds. Bike ride, go fish, walk in the park, phone call, milkshake, play catch, picnic, fly a kite, tell jokes, laugh, talk, read a story, tell a story, bumper car, swing set, bowling, pillow fight, cut loose, stay tight. Whew. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Automotive technicians and auto service trainees, how would you like to work at the beach and perform for one of the best car care centers in the nation? Lewis Meineke is now looking for skilled automotive technicians to join their award-winning team. If you're a gearhead that knows his or her stuff or a young up-and-comer that has the motivation and drive to succeed, then you need to make this call today. 302-827-2054. Lewis Meineke Car Care Center, located in beautiful Lewis, Delaware, offers a highly competitive compensation plan, great benefits, a flexible schedule, and did we mention that you're going to be working at the beach? Plus, there's a signing bonus for the right candidates. Technicians must be ASE certified and have a minimum of 6 years' experience. Beginners advance at your own pace in one of several entry-level positions. But whatever you do, don't wait. These jobs will go fast. Call Tim at 302-827-2054. That's 302-827-2054. Lewis Meineke Car Care Center. Rev up your career.
You hear that? That's the sound of America's only sports car. That's right. It's a Corvette. But not just any Corvette. It's your Corvette. It's that who cares if there's traffic part of your day. And this can be you when you come to Cooper Corvettes. With 60 years of Corvettes to choose from, there's always a Corvette in your budget. And they'll service any Corvette you bring in. Cooper Corvettes. On Route 1 just north of Quantico and Triangle. Call, click, or visit CooperCorvettes.com.
He wanted to be known for doing his best.
Sure, right.
His best made him Major League Baseball's most valuable player.
Strike two.
He played in 6 World Series and was elected to the Hall of Fame. Oh. Although an honest man, he was best at stealing home.
Save.
But the best quality of Jackie Robinson's life was his character. So here's to you, Mr. Robinson. Thanks for passing it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
When Marlon Shirley was 5 years old, he was in an accident and lost his foot, but he didn't lose his heart.
When you tackle a challenge that you just cannot even fathom tackling, when you accomplish that, the amount of integrity and the will and the heart that you'll get from that experience is what will set you up for your life.
In less time than it took Marlon Shirley to say that, he can now run 100 meters because today he's the world's fastest amputee. Overcome. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Hey everybody, this is Larry McReynolds with NASCAR on Fox, and you're listening to the Inside Pass.
It was the Roll Tide fight song for a long time.
And yeah, Larry is an Alabama boy, so he would be proud of that.
Exactly.
Yeah, he'd be happy about that choice of bumper music.
Welcome back to the Inside Pass.
You're a week early with the Talladega in a couple weeks.
That's true. We'll play it next week when it matters. Thanks for finally chiming in after an hour of the show.
Peter, that's the longest.
He's got the Noah syndrome now. He's sitting over there.
That is the longest that the Seelman seat has gone ever in the history of our shows without talking.
I thought he was in some sort of vortex thing. Yeah. Darryl Walter vortex type thing over there where he wanted to speak but couldn't.
I think he was probably looking at Jack's Tinder account. I'm not sure. Carry on, Randy.
Anyway, Now I'm just completely lost.
I used to do this to Jacob all the time. It's good. It's good to finally get you once because you're usually pretty on top of it. It's hard to get you off of your game.
He gets way more flustered than I do, though. Yeah. Anyway, so Kyle Larson. Let's talk about Kyle for a minute.
He doesn't get flustered.
He doesn't get flustered. It's not like he gets talked about a whole lot.
Cold as ice.
But he doesn't want to race in 5 weeks, so I feel like it's his time.
Such a long win list route for him.
Yeah, no, it's a huge.
I'm not sure if he'll win ever again.
Yeah, I was going to put that on the run show. I was like, is this his final win of his career? But solidly now into the top eight. We lost four drivers from the championship playoffs this week. We'll talk about that in a second. But Kyle Larson, obviously he wasn't the dominant driver you're used to seeing. But I feel like Bristol, Peter, is the track that, when you think about dirt drivers and, the high bank type tracks that they're used to running, Bristol kind of fits their normal thing that they would normally do. So you'd think he would be, the guy that would go out there and lead every single lap, but he was in the perfect place at the perfect time to take advantage.
Yeah, he definitely had some help from Chase Elliott, which we'll touch on in a little bit, but Kyle said right after he won, Bristol's my favorite track because of the atmosphere here, because it fits my driving style so well. He's been so close to wins here across all three series. He was taken out early in Bristol Dirt, unfortunately, earlier this year. I would have loved to see what he would have done with that entire race. I think he'd have really put on a show, but he finally got the sword, which I think is one of his favorite trophies, and he's actually tied his previous career win total this season now. He had 6 wins coming into this season, and now he has 6 wins this season.
Mm. What scares me is the fact that the sword's almost as big as he is, so he's probably going to put that sword down because he's going to end up hurting himself with that thing. I feel like you have to be like a certain age to play with the sword. In any event, am I right? He's like 4'3".
Yeah, I actually seen Kyle Larson 2 weeks ago. He came by the rev shop, and that was my first time. I'd seen him at Millbridge a few times, but that was my first time actually just seeing him and talking to him. And I was like, oh, he's a pretty small guy. So it's pretty crazy that someone that small can will.
There's a lot of power in that little bitty guy.
Yeah.
He's got a big right foot, though. Stagger in that. Yeah.
All that weight is in his right foot.
Yeah.
Someone that small can will a car like that, so it's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. Peter mentioned he obviously took advantage of a situation involving Chase Elliott and Kevin Harvick. And, we can debate all day long about who was right, who was wrong in the situation, but it's two guys fighting for the lead. Both guys, it's not like they've had tremendous seasons where they've won multiple races, and they're all frustrated. They were all on the verge of being cut from the playoffs, and so it's a matter of two guys wanting one spot that somebody else was getting, and it just turned into a huge debatical, Tom, that you can't really fault either guy in terms of their passion for wanting to do better.
Yeah.
So, Tom.
I can. It's like Kevin Harvick, grow up, man. First of all, glasses are expensive nowadays.
Those are indestructible.
Just smashed. It was really interesting. I don't know. I just feel like when drivers get into spats like this. First of all, there's two sides to this because everybody jumped on Harvick, but I like Chase Elliott and I like Harvick, but Chase forgets that I think it was a year ago it was Chase and Joey Logano and the shoe was on the other foot. And so I didn't hear Chase complaining when he crashed Joey. So it happens to the best of them, and in this case Harvick definitely just drove Chase right up the track. There was no question about who was at fault there, and Kevin can say he was just trying to win, but you got to leave a guy lane, and he basically crowded him just about into the wall. And so for me, I thought that was kind of
Can we all just agree that the guy who was in the white polo just trying to interject himself into the conversation needed to go away.
Yeah.
He's very animated. I'll give him that. Because everything that Chase said, his reaction was just priceless. Like he told him that, you know, his mother was the devil or something.
Yeah.
Because he was just always just like, you know, like every word that came out of Chase's mouth, he was just like so animated that was like the most offensive thing he's ever said.
It was almost like sign language or something in some ways. He was, you know, doing some sort of thing. I don't know. That was, like I said, it was just a strange. And then it continued behind pit wall, the two of them. And then finally finished up in Chase's hauler. And don't know really, you know, how that went. I don't know if they had milk and cookies in there or whatever. But, you know, you just, it's one of those deals. I mean, you know, obviously drivers get hot and you know, you got to go talk. But I just think that both of them have had enough situations where they've been at fault. It's kind of like, guys, it's Bristol. You're trying to win a race and, you know, stuff happens. I mean, that's just, you know, just the way that it goes.
Yeah. You know, Peter, I said this, you know, earlier, it's two guys who, you know, it's not like they've set the world on fire this year. Kevin Harvick last year won 9 races before the playoffs. Chase, you know, the eventual champion last year. This year, you know, Chase obviously has some wins, but they're not doing what they did last year, and I think that's frustrating them because, especially in Chase's case, he sees his teammate Kyle Larson going out there, you know, winning every 3 or 4 weeks or so, and he's not getting those wins, and I think he's just getting frustrated that the whole season just seems to be, you know, on the bubble right now.
I think Harvick is more frustrated than Chase was because Bristol marked the 1-year anniversary of Harvick's last win, and he's not been in many winning positions this year. This is arguably the best run he's had all season, leading with 5-4 laps to go, and just to have that taken away, he would have been mad no matter who was there, playoff driver or not, and that's just Bristol. Two guys grazing for the win, one guy's mad at the other that they didn't win, and that's
exactly
what we love. That's what made this race the best ever on Jeff Gluck's Twitter poll.
It was the best ever, but certainly was a great race. I mean, it was classic Bristol.
The Xfinity race was something different.
Yeah, I mean, all three races put on a really good show this time, and you hardly ever say that about all three races. Yeah.
The Xfinity series has been something different. I mean, I just, that's, but you're true. Right. That was a, I mean, I thought all the races this weekend were exceptional.
Yeah.
So we have four guys that are now eliminated from the playoffs. We have Tyler Reddick, Michael McDowell, Eric Almirola, and Kurt Busch. Yeah. All eliminated. Now, the four drivers in the bubble right now going into Las Vegas this weekend is Logano, Keselowski, Bell, and Harvick. They're the last four, and they're only up, well, Logano is minus 1 point from the cutoff. So Byron and Bowman and Elliott. So three of the four Hendrick drivers are the final three guys in right now. So, you know, Tom, again, it's one of those things where you kind of reset yourself, but you can't get yourself into a hole now. You've got to go out and win one of these races over the next couple of weeks. And you've got three really tough tracks. You've got Las Vegas, you've got Talladega, and then the Roval, where anything can happen. And, you know, we've seen what happens at the Roval with, you know, guys like Chase Elliott who forget to hit turn one. So, you know, I mean.
Well, at the Roval, you had
Keselowski,
let him all off the cliff. I mean, again, I think, you know, the bottom four are, I mean, when you look at the overall standings, Kevin Harvick is 12th, 12 points back. I mean, there's not, you're not talking about major deficits here. This is very close. Vegas is a track that any of these four guys could step up and win. And, you know, I feel like all of them are very much in it. This is a very close, it's a stacked top 12, I think, going into this round. And again, you got tracks that you could basically put anybody into victory lane in. You know, I don't know that I like Harvick's chances if it comes down to the Roval and he needs the Roval to make the next round, but if he can get himself into a better position in the next couple of weeks, you know, any of these other three drivers, Logano, Keselowski, or Bell, I could see winning the Roval, or any of the tracks. So, Peter, I think this is as stacked of a top 12 as we probably ever had in terms of the cars being equal, and you know, but this feels an awful lot to me like a trio of tracks where, you know, a guy like Chase Elliott could really step up and make a big run here.
This is debatably my favorite round in the playoffs with the way the schedule lays out this year, because you have Vegas a mile and a half, the ultimate wild card at Talladega, the super speedway, and then no one knows quite what'll happen still at the Roval. Yeah, Chase Elliott's favored there, but with Kyle Larson or Truex, anyone else could win there among the road course elite. So really, Vegas is the only normal, and I say that in quotes, race in this round. So really, if you're in a hole after this weekend, you really have to dig deep to find something, find some miracle at Talladega or the Roval. A lot of luck.
Yeah, and I mean, Rand, you've got on the run sheet here. Who needs to step up their game among the top 12? Everybody, because you can't. It's, I mean, they're all so close right now. Nobody can afford to let down. You got to eliminate speeding on pit road, eliminate silly mistakes. You've got to go out and run clean and be able to run up front in these races, or you're not going to make it to the final four with this field.
The only one that's safe is Kyle Larson. He's 46 points ahead of everybody else, so he pretty much is a whole entire race ahead, which is because of all the bonus points and winning the regular season championship. So he's the only one to say, but even at Kyle Larson, I mean, obviously he's not one that's going to do that anyways, but he can't even play it safe. I mean, you know, you could get behind at Las Vegas and go into Talladega, and obviously, you know, as Peter said, that's the ultimate wild card race where anything can happen, and if you get trouble there, then you're going to go into the Roval with a really, really bad situation. Yeah.
If there's one guy that I don't feel real good about out of this top 12, and I guess you guys can chime in if you have the same opinion or a different driver, but to me, Alex Bowman is the driver that I need to see take a step, because he had a really bad race at Darlington, and that kind of led to his I mean, he made it, he's plus two, but I don't know if these tracks are great tracks for him. Maybe Vegas, of course, is, you know, Peter, you said Talladega is a wild card, but man, I feel like, Alex, they need to put together a couple of really strong races here, buddy.
They absolutely do. And last year in the playoffs, these same 10 tracks, Bowman scored the second most points out of anyone, only behind Chase Elliott, who obviously won the championship. So, yes, Bowman and that team are capable of running consistent enough to advance into the round of eight, but it's put up or shut up at this time.
Well, if you look at what happened at Bristol this weekend, you know, William Byron is one of the guys that had to get in on points, and his team rallied him to get him to third place. He said he thought he had a car that was pretty capable of you know, winning if you know, in the longer run, but just because, you know, everything happened with Kyle Larson and Chase Elliott, he wasn't able to get there. He said, you know, if I would have gotten to that point, I would have wrecked whoever was there to get that win. I mean, that's how important it is to make it to the next round. So the only one of the four guys at Hendrick that I didn't see do a whole lot Saturday night was Alex Bowman. So, I mean, you're right. I think if you look at those top 12 guys, he's the one that you've got to really pay close attention to. Going into the next round.
I mean, LeVar, you've been in a championship situation probably a time or two, and you've certainly watched, you know, in the ARCA series, even Nick Sanchez from your group, so many strong runs, and man, there was times he was just overdrawn at the luck bank, and I really feel like Nick is one of those drivers that if you give him a full season and give him a little bit more luck, that's a championship capable driver in the ARCA series. But you've watched this, it's intense.
Yeah, it's very intense, especially I feel it's kind of hard to be in Nick's situation because we have good cars, but be on Ty Gibbs level and his car is just, that's a whole different ball game right there to play with him and Sammy Smith. So, but I know next year I think we have a better chance of competing with those guys, and like this year's championship in the ARCA series is very, very tight with it was with Corey Heim and Ty Gibbs. I think Ty Gibbs did something special this weekend. I think Bristol made a big championship gap to
Corey Ty Hunt. Gibbs is on Ty Gibbs level right now. We are going to take a break. We'll come back and have more of the Inside Pass presented by MyComputerCareer.edu, training for a better life right after this.
Everywhere you go, you hear it and you see it. It's coming at you through your phone, your tablet, and your computer. It's broadcast from your favorite radio station, TV networks, and cable companies. It's in the stadiums, the arenas, the ballparks. It screams for your attention at the mall. It's interactive on Main Street. It's even coming at you from the gas pump at the nearby convenience store. What is it? It's digital content. It's digital content. It's digital content. Somebody has to create it. Somebody has to manage it. So whether your dream is to write it, design it, create it, call it, produce it, voice it, host it, light it, shoot it, switch it, record it, color correct it, edit it, code it, repurpose it, tweet it, blog it, post it, compress it, upload it, replay it, or make sure it gets to where it's got to go when it's got to get there in the format it's got to be in, you need to attend
Carolina School of Broadcasting.
The skills you will learn, the experience you will get, and the connections you will make at Carolina School of Broadcasting will open the doors to the career you want in digital content creation and digital content management. Call or come by today. Click csbradiotv.edu.
Everyone knows Strutmasters is the suspension experts for luxury vehicles,
And now we offer motorcycle products. Introducing Easy Rider Complete Motorcycle Air Suspension, brought to you by Strutmasters.com. You can raise and lower your bike with the flip of a switch. Take those long rides with the ultimate comfort of Easy Rider Air Shocks. They're backed by Strutmasters, and you won't believe the low price. Check out Easy Rider Motorcycle Air Suspension at Strutmasters.com.
Parents, your son or daughter has had their license for a while now, but you want to make sure they're prepared for any situation they may face on the road. High school driver's ed doesn't teach them to drive defensively. They need to be prepared for any highway emergency. For less than a month's insurance, and a whole lot less, BSR instructors at Summit Point Motorsports Park in nearby Summit Point, West Virginia, will teach your son or daughter how to respond instantly and positively to unexpected situations on the road. BSR's specialized accident avoidance training teaches swerve to avoid maneuvers at highway speeds, ocular driving, which focuses driving attention on ways to avoid accidents, vehicle dynamics and feedback, skid control and skid recovery, threshold braking on straights and progressive braking on curves, and off-road recovery techniques. This is stuff driver's ed simply doesn't teach. So call BSR today, 304-725-8444. Give your kid the skill set needed to drive safely and responsibly on the highway. That's 304-725-8444.
This is a test to find out if you know it all when it comes to children. Name one of the leading killers of U.S. children age 1 to 13. What's the best way to protect children in a car crash? At what age and size should a child start using a booster seat?
Don't assume you know it all when it comes to car seats for your child. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat and know for sure. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Jeff Burton, and you're listening to the Inside Path.
Tom, you missed Justice's sermon while you were
going. I heard the tail end of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was
great.
Preaching to the choir in here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very, very smart kid.
He is very smart. We'll have him sit on the other
side
one of these
him.
Days. <He's kind> of, the room isn't big enough for a head that big. Welcome back to the show. If you missed any part of our show, you can catch it on demand. Just go to your favorite search engine, type in the Inside Pass. You will find it anywhere you listen to your favorite podcast, from Spotify to Apple to Google, and everywhere in between. If you have a Google Alexa or an Echo, you can ask them to play the show, and it'll play it for you, because that's technology, and that's how it works. So we will... you'll be able to listen to the show from last week as well as the one from this week with LeVar, and we also had Daniel Dion earlier as well.
For a minute there, we were going to have to get my computer to reboot you.
Well, in the next segment, you can explain to everybody how to reboot me.
Yes.
So we also have a redesigned website, which is up right now. We're going to start putting some of the articles up that have been written by Peter and Noah, Nick DeGroot, and people like that over the course of the next week or so. You can also get a calendar of all of the upcoming guests that we have coming up next week. On the show, we've got Fast Pasta, who's going to join us for a little bit. He's doing some iRacing, so he can't be in studio with us. But I've been promised he's going to come when the season's up. Somebody that LeVar knows real well, Rajah Karuth, is going to be here as well. He's one of the Drive for Diversity drivers as well.
Be on the phone.
And we'll be on the phone,
yes.
And in 2 weeks, we're going to have another in-studio guest, J.K. Kelly, who's written some amazing books that Tom has been able to read. I'm going to try to get some reading done before...
Yes, everybody go... Get the book Deadly Driver. It is a fiction book. It's amazing. You got to read this book.
Yeah, so we'll have him on to talk about his writing. It's always good to have an author on. We had Jade Gerson a while back when he wrote the John Andretti book, and it was just an incredible interview we had on a few weeks
ago. Well, and JK's also the retired VP of VP of VP Racing Fuels, so yeah. There's a whole backstory there, too, that we can talk about with him.
Yeah, very, very interesting stuff.
Yeah.
So when we come back, we will talk about the 2022 schedule a little bit. We're going to play a little game with LeVar, too, to kind of get to know him a little bit better. And we'll also talk about Indian F1 and drag racing and whatever else we can think of between now and then. We invite you to stick around to go grab yourself something to eat, drink, come back, and join us for more of the Inside Pass right after this word.
Here's an important message from Rad and this station. Hi,
Hi, this is Bob Sheehan from Blues Traveler for RAD, Recording Artists Against Drunk Driving. I like to party just as much as the next guy, maybe even more. But the one thing I won't do after I've had a few is get in the car and drive. Don't blow it. Always choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives and so should you.
Motorsports Sales Professionals. Performance Motorsports is looking to build a team of experienced media sales professionals to represent our programming to the industry's top companies, magazines, and racing series. If you have motorsports sales or marketing experience, know how to work with agencies, understand social media, and are incredibly creative when it comes to working with clients and promotions, then we want to hear from you. Top performers are richly rewarded. Your imagination is the only limit here. Call 717-749-0444. That's 717-749-0444. Or email us at scorpionradiogroup@gmail.com. You want to ask for Sue.
You are a waste. A loser. Everyone hates you. Why don't you just stay in your car and keep driving? I'm serious. Drive until you run out of gas, then get out of your car and walk until you find someone who doesn't think you're dumber than bricks. Could take a while, but at least all that walking might burn a couple of calories.
You may not witness bullying like this every day. Your kids do. They want to help, but they don't know how. Visit StopBullying.gov to learn safe, simple ways your child can help stop bullying. Be more than a bystander at StopBullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
You own a performance car and you know how to drive, but you want to learn real performance driving. Well, Bunky, get that car off the street and onto the track. Summit Point Motorsports Park, the Mid-Atlantic's premier road racing facility, located just over an hour from D.C. in nearby Summit Point, West Virginia, is the place to go. And you'll find that Friday at the track is going to give you what you need. For less than a monthly car payment, you can attend this regularly scheduled one-day instructional event in your streetcar on one of Summit Point's three world-class road racing circuits. His or her stuff, or a young up-and-comer that has the motivation and drive to succeed, then you need to make this call today. 302-827-2054. Lewis Meineke Car Care Center, located in beautiful Lewis, Delaware, offers a highly competitive compensation plan, great benefits, a flexible schedule, and did we mention that you're going to be working at the beach? Plus, there's a signing bonus for the right candidates. Technicians must be ASE certified and have a minimum of 6 years' experience. Beginners advance at your own pace in one of several entry-level positions. But whatever you do, don't wait. These jobs will go fast. Call Tim at 302-827-2054. That's 302-827-2054. Lewis Meineke Car Care Center. Rev up your career.
I'm Corey LaJoy, driver of anything I can get my hands on, and you're listening to the Inside Pass.
Welcome back to the Inside Pass, part of the Race Chaser Radio, which is going to become...
Steering Wheel Nation. Yeah. Oh, yeah, the social media. Thank you for mentioning that, Randy. Everybody listening to this show, if you would, go to at The Wheel Nation on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Give us a like, a follow, whatever that social calls for, because we're going to do some fun things with our new Steering Wheel Nation brand. The website's going to be out soon, but the social's already active. So at The Wheel Nation on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, we'll have a TikTok and whatever else going forward. But those are the three we have now up and running, so go follow it, and you'll be able to have all of our shows on there, too.
Yes, yes, and while we're on the subject of paying bills and talking about new things going on, our show is presented by mycomputercareer.edu. Training for a better life. I need to be trained, or at least rebooted, because my 9 is not going great. But if I need help, which I clearly do, I know people that can do that.
So, yes, mycomputercareer.edu is training for a better life. Here's the deal. You can go to their website. First of all, everybody should go to their website, mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation test. If you're looking for a first career, a second career, or a fifth career, you should consider My Computer Career. IT is one of the fastest growing fields still, and probably will be basically all the way through the 2020s. So tons of jobs. The demand far outweighs the supply of qualified people to fill those jobs, which is in your favor, because if you decide to pursue a career in IT, here's how simple it is. First of all, My Computer Career has financial aid available if you qualify, including the GI Bill. And then It only takes 1 to 2 days a week online. That's it. You don't even have to go to any of their campuses anymore. 1 to 2 days a week online, and in as little as 4 to 6 months, you can be ready to go out into the field, into your new career and a better life. And when you get ready to go out in the field, My Computer Career will work with hundreds of employers to get you placed, and they have lifetime job placement assistance. So anytime you need help with finding a different job in that field, once you're through the training, they will help you. So it is a super, super school. We're really excited to be able to call them a partner here with our shows. And mycomputercareer.edu, training for a better life. And go visit their nonprofit as well at helpingheroes.org. Amazing organization.
Yep, and we will be back with more of the NSFS right after this.
Parents, your son or daughter has had their license for a while now, but you want to make sure they're prepared for any situation they may face on the road. High school driver's ed doesn't teach them to drive defensively. They need to be prepared for any highway emergency. For less than a month's insurance, and a whole lot less, BSR instructors at Summit Point Motorsports Park in nearby Summit Point, West Virginia, will teach your son or daughter how to respond instantly and positively to unexpected situations on the road. BSR's specialized accident avoidance training teaches swerve to avoid maneuvers at highway speeds, ocular driving, which focuses driving attention on ways to avoid accidents, vehicle dynamics and feedback, skid control and skid recovery, threshold braking on straights and progressive braking on curves, and off-road recovery techniques. This is stuff driver's ed simply doesn't teach. So call BSR today, 304-725-8444. Give your kid the skill set needed to drive safely and responsibly on the highway. That's 304-725-8444.
You hear that? That's the sound of America's only sports car. That's right, it's a Corvette. But not just any Corvette. It's your Corvette. It's that who cares if there's traffic part of your day. And this can be you when you come to Cooper Corvettes. With 60 years of Corvettes to choose from, there's always a Corvette in your budget. And they'll service any Corvette you bring in. Cooper Corvettes, on Route 1 just north of Quantico and Triangle. Call, click, or visit CooperCorvettes.com.
Victory Custom Trailers is the place to go for your next new or used trailer or coach. Being personally involved in the racing community allows Victory to fully understand what racers need in a trailer. They have over 200 coaches and trailers in stock for a variety of industries, and they can serve anyone in the continental U.S. If you're looking for something custom, they can assist in designing a trailer to fit your needs. Check out their entire inventory online at victorycustomtrailers.com.
Hi, this is John Ondrasik of Five for Fighting, here for RAD, the entertainment industry's voice for road safety. You know, style is a personal thing, and your lifestyle is your business. But if you take it on the road, it becomes everybody's business. So please, plan ahead, designate before you celebrate. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
When Marlon Shirley was 5 years old, he was in an accident and lost his foot, but he didn't lose his heart.
When you tackle a challenge that you just cannot even fathom tackling, when you accomplish that, the amount of integrity and the will and the heart that you'll get from that experience is what will set you up for your life.
In less time than it took Marlon Shirley to say that, he can now run 100 meters because today he's the world's fastest amputee. Overcome, pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Hello, race fans. This is Chris Wright. Thanks for listening to the Inside Pass.
I did that for a reason. That's a new one. I read
Chris Rice so. And Bad to the Bone just go together, right? Like turkey and gravy.
Right? That's exactly why I did that.
He is definitely Bad to the Bone, and George Thorogood is good any time of the day.
That is right. And speaking of Chris Rice, we can talk about AJ Allmendinger's Xfinity Series win that got him the regular season championship, as well as those playoff those valuable playoff points. When he did it going sideways after crashing with Austin Cindric. Across the line, and what an amazing, fantastic race that was! But even before we got to the Cup race on Sunday, Tom,
I'm just, you know, the Xfinity Series is just such a treat. Every week, those guys just race like there's no more races left in their career, and the personalities. I mean, AJ Allmendinger is just. you know, sunshine on a stormy day. He really is. I mean, the guy races his brains out, and then he gets out, and he's this big ball of fire. And you know, that was just obviously, I don't think he would have preferred that again. But I mean, you're racing. It's Bristol. It happens, Peter. And that was a classic Bristol finish.
I'm willing to say that was the best Bristol finish I've ever witnessed live. Of course, there's some all-time greats with Earnhardt and Terry Labonte, but I was not alive or not sentient enough to witness those and realize what was going on. Yeah, rattled his cage.
Meant to rattle him.
But anyway, that was arguably the best NASCAR finish of the year. Incredible. I mean, I sent it to my parents. That's how great it was, just because I had to show it to someone.
Yeah, and I think we have to give some credit to Austin Cindric for how calm he was during that interview after the race, because that's a regular season championship loss right there, and he still was just did he congratulate AJ Allmendinger?
He did.
And to do that after a race like that, it's very, very hard.
Well, and see, now you're a guy who's coming up the ranks, right? Have you figured out the NASCAR fan base yet? The guy got booed and cheered in the same interview.
Yeah.
Makes no sense, but I love it. It's Bristol,
no
baby.
Makes no sense at all.
That was pretty cool to see, though.
You don't usually see it turn around that quickly from zero to hero, but that's
I also want to make out an inside joke, because in the second segment we had a re-entry where Pitbull brought us back from break, and I just want to say this because Peter ratted me out and didn't keep up the inside joke, but
Peter,
Noah Lewis,
a buzzer.
Noah Lewis, who couldn't be here, thought
such
that
a killjoy.
Thought that Pitbull was actually on the show and has been real mad at me for the past 10 minutes, and now he's even more mad because Peter couldn't keep a secret.
I'm going to be really, really...
That's messed up, Peter.
No. See, the reason Peter couldn't keep a secret is because he and Noah are like roommates. He's got to go home. But I don't know why Peter still wants to... Because, I mean, especially after Noah made the video and Peter got dumped by his girlfriend in the video, like, I would have kept the secret. Why do you still want to be nice to him?
Just he kept pestering and it was getting annoying, so I just said screw it and just told him.
Noah's Cowboys won too. He's so excited.
He was very excited. Yeah. I was with him.
They beat my Chargers. I was with him
when that game ended
up.
So
disappointed.
And he was very happy.
We talk about the Bristol fan base cheering and booing at the same time. Noah was crying and laughing and being mad all
the
time. In a span of 24 hours, he's gone through every emotion possible.
Yeah.
And we've all made it that way. We've drove him crazy. But that's what you get when you don't show up for work. So
that's right.
That's pretty much how the whole
thing is. We only pick on people we like. So
speaking of the Xfinity series, going back a little bit, Sheldon Creed was announced as he's going to leave GMS and go to RCR next year to run for the Xfinity Series Championship. And I'm probably one of many in the room that think it's about time.
Well, I think, obviously, opportunity, right? I mean, it's not like, I mean, I think if he'd had an opportunity last year, he probably would have taken it. But, you know, you get a chance to go race. The funny thing is, I don't know what the plans are with RCR, but he may not even have to change a number because just drop in the two car, go. I don't know. I think this is a perfect place for him. I really do, because that team builds Xfinity champions. They have such a good program over there. Sheldon's going to go into a situation where he can immediately contend for the championship. And that has got to be an amazing feeling for a driver who's used to winning championships and running for championships in everything else he's ever done. Now he gets to go do it in Xfinity. And I mean, what a tremendous opportunity. I'm excited to see what he does with that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, Sheldon's an amazing driver. Like this year,
he
got a 600 micro sprint in races at Millbridge this year.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, and he adapts to that. And him, Tanner, Taylor, Gray, they all do that stuff now. And so for him to go there and adapt how fast he did to that track, because that's a pretty tough track to get around. So for him to do that, and then him, Nemechek, and Hill always in the front in the truck series. So I think he'd definitely adapt to the RCR ride next year very well.
Ryan Repko is running a bike ride.
Yeah,
yeah.
Ryan's good. I love that kid.
Ryan is
a really
Ryan
nice kid.
Amazing.
Really nice kid.
Yeah,
it's hard to imagine when you think about, you know, Sheldon Creed's career. He kind of followed the same sort of path that Jimmy Johnson sort of followed in terms of being an off-road racer and, you know, coming into the NASCAR circuit. And I mean, he's done, you know, a pretty fantastic job having won the Truck Series Championship last year, on the verge of potentially winning it again this year. So I think it's a perfect time for him, Peter, to move up to the Xfinity Series.
It definitely is, because in round one of the truck playoffs, he looks like me playing NASCAR Heat on easy mode, because with how much of a butt kicking he put on in those first two races, and then just a couple laps from another butt kicking at Bristol, nearly swept around. And I think him, if not Nemechek, are the Truck Series title favorite this year. I think it'll be a great down-to-the-wire battle between the two of them at Phoenix.
Yeah, for sure. And also on the silly season note, Justin Allgaier is going to be back in the Junior Motorsports 7 car again. So now we've got Allgaier, we've got Gregson, we've got Sam Mayer, and we have
Josh Berry.
So four out of the five are coming back. Still no word on Michael Annette, but he's going to be out probably for another couple, 3-4 weeks or so again.
Yeah, he has an injury, doesn't he?
Yeah,
he's
continuing to recover from the...
Yes, Josh Berry will be in the one at Las Vegas.
Yeah. Cool. So we send our well wishes to Michael Annette. It ultimately ended up kicking him out of the playoffs because he was the last driver in.
Yeah.
You know, he's not...
If Michael wants to be back, and Pilot will come back, I'm sure they'll come back because... Junior Motorsports has already said they'll run five cars if that situation develops.
Yeah,
so
for sure. All right, well, let's talk about the 2022 schedule real quick before we go to break. It's kind of been tossed around a little bit. I mean, we already know that the Clash is going to take place at the LA Coliseum 2 weeks before the Daytona 500. But aside from that, Peter, what stands out in your mind is a big change on the schedule this year? I don't want to go race by race, but...
Right, yeah, not going race by race. Aside from the Clash moving to the LA Coliseum, which I'm partly excited for and partly wanting it back on the Daytona Oval, but that's neither here nor there. I'm really excited to see Cup cars at Gateway. I think that's a beautiful facility right across the river from St. Louis. I think they're more than deserving of a Cup date, a triple header weekend. What they've done with IndyCar the last couple of years, selling out that place is just amazing, and I'm really excited to see Cup cars take to that 1.25-mile facility.
The Clash that's going to, in my opinion, the Clash that's going to be at Vegas or LA Coliseum has nothing to do with. It is not the Busch Clash from Daytona. I think basically what they did is they sort of parked that race and made a new one, called it the Clash, because you know it's going to be an entirely different type of race and different format. But I like the idea, and I don't, because
my big thing with it is if they were just going to go to that track, they could have just went to Bowman Gray.
The only problem is Bowman Gray it in the beginning of February is still be snowing.
Yeah.
So you know you'd have to put studded tires on the cars. But I do agree. I don't know. I feel like what NASCAR is trying to do is create a big event.
Right, they're trying to ride the coattails of the Super Bowl, which is the next week in Los Angeles, right down the road at SoFi.
So, which isn't a bad idea, okay? But it also isn't the Busch Clash. I mean, they're going to call it that, but it obviously, I mean, we didn't qualify for most of the years, so there's not like, you know, so they're going to come up with some format to, I mean, I can't believe that they would only have a dozen cars or whatever in the race. I think they're going to want to try to.
Actually, they've said that they would open up this Clash race for most, if not all, of the field.
See?
So it'll have more than just.
It's not the Busch Clash.
But they're going to do heat races and start 25 cars from what I've seen and heard. And they're going to use the next-gen cars. They're not using the current cars.
Which I see, again, I love this. I love the concept. Okay, and it might turn out to be an amazing event to watch. I'm just saying I don't think this is the Clash. They've basically done away with that. And I hate that because I remember when they first started the Clash and it was just a little short sprint, like 20 laps or whatever. That's it. And it was great because there was no, you know, messing around and you know, you just went for it. And, you know, they've kind of been ruining it for a while, in my opinion.
We will take a break. We'll come back more of that when we come back.
When do you think of a plumber? Like most people, even if it's an emergency, you can be confident about who will arrive to help you. For quality and reliability, count on someone you can trust. Call on the plumbing services of Hague Quality Water of Maryland. Plumbing doesn't have to be an emergency. We handle all kinds of preventative maintenance, too. Hague Quality Water of Maryland is family-owned here in Annapolis since 1993. For a refreshing choice, call us at 888-84-WATER or visit us online.
Here at Lewis Meineke, we're more than just your average car care center. Hey, it's Dave, your neighbor from Lewis Meineke. Whether you need an oil change, brakes, tires, or anything under the hood, we've got you covered. Take advantage of our free check engine light service as well.
Yes, free. And don't forget about our free shuttle service. Never stress, we'll take care of the rest. On with life. Give us a call at Lewis Meineke, 302-827-2054.
Victory Custom Trailers is the place to go for your next new or used trailer or coach. Being personally involved in the racing community allows Victory to fully understand what racers need in a trailer. They have over 200 coaches and trailers in stock for a variety of industries, and they can serve anyone in the continental U.S. If you're looking for something custom, they can assist in designing a trailer to fit your needs. Check out their entire inventory online at victorycustomtrailers.com.
Do you love the sound of high revving motors and the smell of burning rubber? Do you want to get your car sideways right at the ragged edge of control? If you've always wanted to try drifting or learn to improve your drifting skills, Summit Point Motorsports Park, the Mid-Atlantic's premier motorsports facility, has the expert instructors and the specialized track to teach you how to drift and the skills necessary to drift competitively. From skid pad to open sessions, Summit Point Motorsports Park has the safe and open environment that allows drifters of all skill levels, new to intermediate, to get sideways and smoking. With a focus on safety and the skill set necessary to drift competitively, Summit Point Motorsports Park's Drift Nirvana is just the thing for you. Call for your reservation today, 304-725-8444. Or for more information, go online, summitpoint-raceway.com, or you can email them at office@bsrinc.com. Drift Nirvana, getting you sideways the right way.
If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
I'm Chase Elliott, and you're listening to the Inside Pass.
Welcome back to the Inside Pass. Chase Elliott bringing us back from break. I want to go back and talk about the schedule a little bit because there's other things on the schedule that we didn't actually mention. Peter mentioned the first race at Gateway for the Cup Series next year. But if you look at the schedule as a whole, and again, not going up and down the schedule, but Circuit of the Americas moves from June to March. On the schedule, the Bristol Dirt Race moves to April. And then you've got Darlington running the throwback race on Mother's Day this year. But I think that's the first time in a long time that they've actually ran on Mother's Day because that's a traditional weekend off.
They're also running Bristol on Easter.
They are.
On Easter Sunday, a night race.
Which, honestly, I don't like.
Same here.
I don't like that.
There is one weekend off in 2020.
I mean, I'm fine with it as a fan, but I feel bad everybody else.
Father's Day is a weekend off this year.
Everybody has to, be away on Easter because it's, again, pretty important holiday.
Yeah. So how do y'all feel about the Bristol and Dirt next year?
As long as it doesn't rain, I feel like it got a bad rap because of all the rain. I was there and I had to come home because it was raining and I couldn't stay on Monday. But I feel like if we get an actual pretty weekend for it, I think it'd be an awesome race.
I agree. I was also there, and I was able to say it was an awesome race, but there were some visibility issues, so hopefully at night there won't be as many visibility or dust issues. Obviously, a lot was caused because of the rain and because of poor track preparation. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, they'll do their homework better this time and learn how to treat the dirt right, and I'm hoping for an awesome race. Hope to be there again next year.
Yep. I mean, I'll be the curmudgeon because I play that part well. I'm not a huge fan of it. I was willing to give it a shot this year, but when you have all these other amazing actual dirt tracks, I just don't see the point. To me, if you're going to go run dirt, Charlotte's got a really nice dirt track, we all know what happened there.
let's also point out that Tom was this exact same way when the Roval came out. So
yeah, but I mean,
and it turned out he turned well, out to be
and I was happy to, but this year proved, in my opinion, why you don't put dirt on a track like Bristol. If it rains in Charlotte and or any other actual dirt track, it's easier to get those tracks back into shape. When you're putting dirt on a track that's not meant for dirt with a banking Bristol has, that was the worst possible set of circumstances. And since you can't rely on the weather, I'm just not all that excited about it, to be honest with you. And I really now, Chris and I were talking before the show, and he was saying that, you know, everybody was so happy with, you know, the surface and how the racing was this weekend, saying, well, if it wasn't for the dirt race, that wouldn't have happened, because they deep cleaned it to the point where they got right down to where it was, you know, a few years ago. Mm-hmm. I'm like, but you don't have to put dirt back on it. Keep it clean. You know, just, you know, just clean it. I mean, it's, you know, that's what you got to do. So, but they're going to try it again. I'm going to hope for the best. I think it's one thing that just wasn't necessary.
Yep. So the All-Star Race is going back to its traditional spot the week before the Coca-Cola 600, even though it's still awesome. At Texas Motor Speedway. But
love that.
Back to its regular spot. Gateway goes right after the Coca-Cola 600 on June the 5th. We actually end up going to Nashville on the 26th of June, and then the races kind of in the summer have just kind of flip-flopped around, but the Indy Road Course is there at the end of July. You've got Michigan after that, then Richmond, which moves to the middle of August, Watkins Glen at the end, kind of toward the middle of August, and then the final regular season race at Daytona, as it was this year, and then the 10 playoff races pretty much stay exactly the same, with Phoenix being the season finale. I'm actually excited about going back to Auto Club, because we haven't been to Auto Club since 2018, well, or 2019, if you think
and
about
it. And it's going to look a little different. It's a short track now.
This will be the last race on big Auto Club.
Oh, that's right, before they... See, I was so excited about being able to go to the short track. That, you know, and not that I love the big track. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I just was thinking, I thought they were already going to have that done for... I guess they're going to start it right after. That's right.
They wanted a send-off race for the big two-mile oval.
But you can be happy because Atlanta will look different.
Well, and I am happy about that. And I'll tell you, you missed something that I'm also very happy about. There's a new July 4th race.
Yeah?
Well, it's the same as this year, Road America.
Is it the same?
Yeah.
That's right. They did have it this year. Yeah, I forgot. Indy was last year, I guess, right? 19 mm-hmm. or 20? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. They did try to do it at Road America this year, because I think that's the perfect spot. And here's why. One... The weather is, it's hot, but it's not like you're going to Daytona, okay? But the other thing is, being a road course and a giant road course that it is, you can fit 100,000+ people in there, and not even, it's the perfect place for a giant July 4th party, and it showed this year. They really raced well, and I like that they moved Miami around again, too.
Yes, Miami in the round of eight in the playoffs, I love.
Yes, mm-hmm. Because that, I never thought the idea of running that in the middle of spring break in Florida was a great idea.
Nothing like spending your July 4th weekend in Wisconsin. So anyway,
I love it.
The IndyCar Series also announced their 2022 schedule, and it's kind of been topsy-turvy as well. Texas Motor Speedway moves to March. I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, it's going to be less hot, obviously.
I was going to say, about 20 degrees cooler.
Texas weather can be a little bit of a beast at that time of year. It can be either really cold or it can be hot. So who knows? It could be both on the same day. So
generally
I really
not 95.
Yeah, well, that.
And then IndyCar is also starting in February for the first time in, I think, 15 years with the Street to St. Petersburg.
Yep. Yep.
They got Long Beach on April 10th, Barber Motorsports Park, the Indy Road Course, and the Indy 500 in May, Belle Isle of Road America in June, then Mid-Ohio, Toronto, two races at Iowa on back-to-back days, the 23rd and 24th, Indy Road Course again on July the 30th, which is the doubleheader with NASCAR. Nashville comes back on August the 7th, yep. Gateway on the 20th, and then Portland on the 4th, and Laguna Seca on September 11th. So pretty good mix of scheduling there. And this past weekend, we had Colton Herta, who won at Laguna Seca. Ramon Grosjean finished in third for his podium finish, and JJ actually finished in the top 20, which is amazing when you think about how his season's gone.
Did you see his video posted on Instagram about when he bounced off the car? And his caption was the funniest thing. I don't remember exactly what it was, but it was pretty funny.
He's just, look, people can say what they want, but when you humble yourself to literally go back over the winter and learn from a bunch of 15-year-olds how to race an open-wheel car, you know, that really talks about your commitment to learning the craft. And I think we've seen how difficult it is to go from a stock car to an open wheel car, because Jimmy was one of the best ever in stock cars. Yeah. And he's, you know, he's not had a great time of it this year. But I think that he's starting to slowly get the hang of it. I hope he comes back for a full season next year, and I hope he does the Indy 500 as well. He's talking about it. He got in the car at Texas, had a great time. I hope he does, because, Peter, I just feel like there's improvement slowly, but it's there. And you know what? As long as he's not getting in anybody's way and he's having a good time, nobody has a right to be critical, in my opinion.
I mean, you said it perfectly. We saw the Indy Road Course race, the second one there a couple weeks ago. Jimmy was progressively better than he was the first race there. He's slowly learning these cars, slowly learning each circuit. These are no slouches he's racing against. These are the best open wheel drivers in the world, some of them, especially Romain Grosjean, a former F1 podium sitter. So, I mean, Jimmy is getting better, and I would love to see him run, like you said, the full season next year. And I can't just imagine what it'd be like seeing a 7-time NASCAR champion run the Indy 500. Maybe that evening he'd be thinking about running the Coke 600 as the double. I'd love to see that.
You know, if he hangs on a little while longer, the IndyCar game comes out in 2023. So if he hangs on a little while longer, he'll be able to do some simulation racing. Yeah. All right, let's do some fantasy NASCAR real quick. The standings is really getting tight after Bristol. Seth is hanging on to the lead from kicking the tires. He's got a 7-point lead over Peter. Peter's got a 12-point lead over his buddy Noah, who I guess probably ain't his buddy anymore. And then Noah's got 27 points on Tom. Tom's got 6 on me, and I have 5 on Chris. So the points are really getting tight.
Chris is falling back off.
He's caught. But if you think he missed the first like
eight,
9 weeks of the season,
yeah, but he was like really climbing. Now he's
he ended up kicking Nick out of the playoffs. So we take the top 4 to Phoenix as we always do. So, Chris, if you're ready, I'll let you do your picks first because you're on the bottom right now. So we'll let you do your picks first. All three series. Yep, Truck, Xfinity, and Cup.
Truck will be Sheldon Creed. Xfinity will be Noah Gregson, and Cup will be Kyle Larson.
Thank you.
I mean, I knew somebody was going to pick Kyle Larson. All right, so since I'm ahead of Chris by a little bit, I'll go next. I'm going to do Grant Enfinger for Trucks because I feel like, you know, he's due for one at some point. I'm going to go Daniel Hemric for the Xfinity Series and Joey Logano for Cup because Penske's always really good at Talladega. So Peter, we'll do you next.
Trucks, I'll go John Hunter Nemechek. He won here in the spring. I think he gets the sweep. Xfinity, I'll go Justin Allgaier. I think it's been a while since he's won, and I think he's due for one. And then Cup, I'll go with another season sweep, Kyle Larson.
All right, Tom.
Okay, so John Hunter Nemechek in Trucks. And, boy, Xfinity is almost like flip a coin, but something tells me that Austin Cindric is going to be slightly steamed. So I'm going to pick Austin Cindric in the Xfinity race. And in the Cup race, how can you pick against Kyle Larson? Kyle gets the win.
I mean, it's the one, you know, the one track where you never know what's going to happen. So we'll see what transpires, and we'll see how everything goes. As we head into the next round of the playoffs. So when we come back from break, we're going to get to know LeVar a little bit more. We've got a little game to play with him. Hopefully Tinder is not one of his answers to one of his questions. we'll end the show, and we'll talk a little bit more about some drag racing stuff because they were at Charlotte this past weekend tearing up the pavement over there, doing a really good job. Had a horrific crash in one of the – it was a pro-stock.
Yes, pro-stock motorcycle.
Yeah. We'll talk about that as well because I didn't hear actually about it, but Tom was telling me
was
before the show started. So we'll see what happens. Yeah, there's pictures up of Steering Wheel Nation over at ZMAX Dragway this weekend with the drag racing guys. Always fun. And we'll have some of those guys on the show here in the very near future. We are going to step aside, take a break. MyComputerCareer.edu. Training for a Better Life is our show sponsor. We'll be back right after this.
You own a performance car and you know how to drive, but you want to learn real performance driving. Well, Bunky, get that car off the street and onto the track. Summit Point Motorsports Park, the Mid-Atlantic's premier road racing facility, located just over an hour from D.C. in nearby Summit Point, West Virginia, is the place to go. And you'll find that Friday at the track is going to give you what you need. For less than a monthly car payment, you can attend this regularly scheduled one-day instructional event in your streetcar on one of Summit Point's 3 world-class road racing circuits. You'll receive classroom instruction, skid pad instruction in their cars, including
including front and rear skid control, and 4 20-minute in-your-car instructional sessions from a professional instructor. Have fun, go fast, and really learn how to drive. Call 304-725-8444 for class schedules and details. That's 304-725-8444. Friday at the track at Summit Point Motorsports Park. Motorsports sales professionals. Performance Motorsports is looking to build a team of experienced media sales professionals to represent our programming to the industry's top companies, magazines, and racing series. If you have motorsports sales or marketing experience, know how to work with agencies, understand social media, and are incredibly creative when it comes to working with clients and promotions, then we want to hear from you. Top performers are richly rewarded. Your imagination is the only limit here. Call 717-749-0444. That's 717-749-0444. Or email us at scorpionradiogroup@gmail.com. You want to ask for Sue.
Is your job sucking the life out of you? Wake up! You can do something else. Information technology. I know what you're thinking, but I'm not a math and science person. No problem, and no excuses. Because it's not rocket science, it's My Computer Career. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You can start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Mycomputercareer.edu, that's mycomputercareer.edu.
The Performance Motorsports Network is a compilation of shows about motorsports. From technical to controversial to just fun, everything you like about racing and gearhead stuff is right here on one internet channel. The Performance Motorsports Network. Tell your friends about it.
Hi, I'm Reed Sorensen. Racing has been a part of me and my family for as long as I can remember. I had to make tough choices early on to get to the top. It took hard work and dedication. But it's those tough choices that help me prepare for challenges I would face as a Cup driver. Make the right choices today and be ready for the challenges tomorrow. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
Hi, my name is Eric Jones, and you're listening to the Inside Path.
Welcome back.
I love how you kind of turn Eric Jones into a country boy.
He is a country boy. He listens to country music.
But he's okay. Well, then I guess you can slide. But it's like, and then you got Chris Rice, who is a country boy, and he did Bad to the Bone. It's
well, because like, I know you know Eric has been on the show several times for different reasons. He can't be on right now, but whatever. That's a whole other show. I do know that he has a vast collection of old country records that he plays.
Really?
In his house. Yes. So he is definitely a country boy at heart.
Are they old enough to be country and western?
Well, it's like Johnny Cash and you know,
that's
you know,
country
like
and western.
Country,
real
western.
Country.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly. So
not this bubblegum pop stuff.
I know that for a fact, which is why I gave him Charlie Daniels as a reentry. So there you go.
That's awesome. Charlie?
Yeah. I can't even know what song it is. I'll have to figure it out. Remind me, and I'll tell you what it is later on. We don't have enough time in the show for that. Anyway, we're going to get to know LeVar here in just a second, but I've completely forgot. We were talking about Bristol. We were talking about AJ Allmendinger's wreck. We were talking about how spectacular the Xfinity Series race was. We were talking about how awesome the Cup race was. And I completely forgot to mention Chandler Smith finally winning a race this season and getting KBM their first Truck Series win since 2017, because the last 3 years have been pretty disastrous for KBM, and they haven't been winners for very much. But now KBM can say that both of his drivers have won races this year, and that's exciting. And Chandler actually won to get into the round of the playoffs. So always good stuff.
Again, it's Bristol, baby. Yep. All three races, and I'm so happy for Chandler. I think that's so long overdue. You know, he's been in position to win a number of times, and bad luck, somebody takes him out, whatever. You know, happy to see him get that. I have the feeling that I almost picked him this week because, you know, you get your first win like that and you kind of get on a roll. Mm-hmm. I think Chandler is more than capable of that, especially, you know, Vegas. I'm happy to see him do that. And I think that can make a real difference in the rest of his season, which means, you know, again, the way that the playoffs are, Peter, you know, all he's got to do is stay up front, get to the next round, get to the Final Four, and then he's got a shot at it at Phoenix. I think there's a chance Chandler Smith could win the championship now.
There absolutely is, especially with how crazy this ground in the Truck Series is. It's Las Vegas, Talladega, Martinsville, and especially those last two races are typically the two craziest truck races of the year, so anything can happen in those two.
Yeah, unfortunately for the Truck Series, though, they take like a month and a half off, like between Martinsville. It's a crazy schedule, but they don't have nearly the races that the rest of the series does. So they get a little bit of a break after their next round of racing. So, which I guess in terms of, and I guess, you know, we can ask LeVar that too, because if you're in a situation where you're not racing every single week and you race and then you're off for like 2 or 3 weeks and you race again, doesn't it break your momentum not having the consistency of racing every week?
Well, it's funny you ask that because that's exactly what happened this year with the tire shortage for Hoosier. Like, my season, we'd race at Hickory one race and try to go race again maybe 3 weeks later, but the track gets rained out, and now you got to wait a month and a half to go race again. But I think just as a driver, and I mean, I don't have a lot of laps inside a late model, but doing it kind of for half a year, like, you just have that mental. You just know when you get in the car, you know what you have to do. You know you turn here, you break here. So, but it's different as a NASCAR driver because you race different tracks every single race. So probably for them, it would probably be weird just to get that feeling back. You have to figure out your feeling of the truck again in a new track at the same time. So for me, the situation I'm in with the late models and race the same tracks different weeks, but probably for them, it would probably be a lot tougher to get used to adapt to the car again.
Yeah. Are you a sim guy at all? Do you do sim racing, like iRacing, and then do you also do the simulator at all?
Actually, like, I just checked my phone a couple minutes ago, and my friends are trying to invite me on to a race right now. I told them when I get home, I get on.
A little busy.
But, I'm
can relief drive for somebody.
I play with my friends on dirt and asphalt, but I'm not big into it at all. I just play for fun a couple times out of the week.
Right. I'm sure, you know, being a part of the diversity program and, you know, hanging out with guys like Raja Karuth who do it all the time, you know, it's kind of like you get into that thing where it's like, I don't know what y'all are talking about, but it seems like it's really cool, but I don't really have time for that because I have a life. But, you know, I've heard drivers and, you know, Jack and Howard were both in here last week, and they get a lot of sim time, you know, with the Chevrolet development or Toyota development, whatever have it. But they have their own simulations, and they spend hours upon hours upon hours on the simulation of tracks they've never been to. So, you know, once you get up into those higher rankings and you have access to that kind of thing, that's the tools that everybody's using to kind of learn those tracks.
And sim drivers are good at what they do because, like, a few weeks ago, I went to Roger's house to hang out, and we played Dover, and I ran a lap time, and I was like, "Darn, this lap time is pretty fast. Like, it's gonna be tough for Roger to beat." He got on it, first lap, ran 3:10 shots for me, and when somebody like beats me in a lap time, it really like upsets me.
You become Kevin Harvick and you slam your helmet down on the counter.
Like, it doesn't matter if I'm playing Forza or anything, just somebody beating me at a driving game, if it was it really obsessed me. So for him to just go there and do 3:10, that's when I really start I gotta start playing this a lot more.
I can absolutely attest to that as a driver. You know, after the summer shootout, we would always have a bunch of fellow drivers over. Me and Caleb Petty would go at it for hours and hours and hours on the sim rig. And Caleb would shoot down a lap time. He's like, "Beat that, Calabro," and I'd go on and I'd clock him, and we would up till like 3 o'clock in the morning racing each other. It was on Assetto Corsa and on iRacing, and we were trying to beat each other on the Charlotte Roval. Not the Charlotte Roval, the Legend Oval.
Uh-huh.
And because we had the championship race coming up the next day. So, that was pretty cool.
I was going to say, then you went out for 10 weeks and tried to beat each other on the track.
And it doesn't matter if it's Xbox, PlayStation. As the World of Outlaws 2002, me and my brother are on that constantly trying to beat each other just because you might, from real racing to that type of racing, it's just you want to be the best at racing at anything you get on.
It's just competitive.
Speaking of World of Outlaws 2002, Kyle Larson had that as his theme song when he came out at Bristol Saturday night for the race. He had the theme song.
That's funny.
He had Johnny Gibson doing his announcing, like his announcement, announcing him.
That is awesome.
Of course he did.
Is awesome.
That is freaking cool. All right, so we're going to get to know LeVar a little bit better. We're going to play a little game of basically just, you know, rapid fire, the first thing that comes to your mind. Tom will start, and then I'll chime in. Hopefully Peter's a little bit better at this than Noah. Noah didn't say anything for like two and a half, 3 minutes, and then he finally was like, if you could pick a series, what series would you run in? What? Shut up, Noah. Go back to sleep. So, anyway. All right.
Harsh. Harsh.
Whatever. He's already mad at us. I can't make him any
worse. Yeah, exactly. Here we go. So, first of all, pineapple on pizza or no?
I had it a few times, and it was pretty good. It was pretty good.
Thank
you. If
you
like it, if you like it, eat it. It's pretty good. It's not bad.
You have a true Italian in the studio right now. I take true offense to that. No, I don't know if we can hang out after this now.
This is not politics here. You don't get to like play both sides of the fence. You got to go yes or no. Do you prefer it or no?
Yes. Yes. Okay. I'm sorry, Justice.
You're going to be sleeping with the fishes tonight, man.
All right. Already off to a bad start. I'll throw out one more. Okay. Here's the big question that led to all the controversy last week. You can only keep three apps on your phone. That's it. Which three apps are you keeping? Please do not say Tinder.
Instagram, definitely. Twitter, definitely. My third is either between Facebook or Snapchat, but
pretty easy.
I would have to give it to Snapchat because all two of them are just they're straight for social media and then present yourself. But Snapchat, I got to use something for my friends.
Match.com.
May I make a recommendation towards one of those apps you should keep on your phone? It's called Mindfulness. It allows you to every day helps you meditate daily. Uh-huh. It's lots of sounds, lots of resources, and full seminars teaching you pretty much anything you could know from the world's leading experts in training your brain and training
habits. It's a whole other show, Justice.
Oh, absolutely. Well, yeah, but
this is not part of rapid fire.
Where were you last week when Jack said Tinder? You could have told him to,
thank you, Justice. Thank you, man.
Or when Hunter Smith was in here because, right. You know, fit stop performance. Exactly. Go ahead, Randy.
I think I already know the answer to this one, but if you could pick between the mountains or the beach, which would you choose?
Ooh. That's hard because I like driving through mountains. Like,
right.
Especially at dark. It's pretty funny. But, I guess you have to say the beach. I guess you have to.
I figure being from Jersey, you would say beach. But,
yeah.
Yeah. Who knows? All right.
Okay. You can only run one car track combo in iRacing for the rest of your life. What is it?
That's actually pretty cool.
On iRacing.
Dirt midgets. At, probably Fairbury or Cookamill. Cookamill. Cookamill.
Yeah. See, I like that.
I was not expecting that at all.
Yeah.
What were you expecting?
Something like cup cars at Monza or something. I don't know.
He's a dirt guy.
Right.
He's a dirt guy. Okay, one bucket list race that you must run before your career is over. It does not have to be NASCAR. Any race, any division.
Chili Bowl in a Keith Kuhn's car or a Chad Boot car.
I knew he was going to say Chili Bowl. Yep. I could have predicted that. Randy?
Of course. All right, so if you came with a tagline, what would your tagline say?
Give me an example of a tagline.
Well, what was Jax was like combustible when provoked? I don't know. Yes. What is something about like explode when touched? Or, I don't know. Something.
Just
like
something.
That,
so. One sentence that kind of like a tagline or a bumper sticker. That is, yeah, warning label.
Yeah, I mentioned okay. It was warning.
Yes, I got to think about this. sore loser. Oh, I hate to lose that racing.
That's not just a warning. That's like absolute.
Right?
Peter, you got another one or no?
If you beat me in a race, I'll be upset.
He's coming for you, man.
I'm trying to think of one. I'll let you know.
Okay. All right. So while you're doing that, okay, favorite artist?
Like, oh.
Music.
Drake.
Favorite movie?
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Favorite racing movie?
Talladega Nights.
I'm all jacked up on Mountain
Dew. Tom hates it when we talk about Talladega Nights on our show.
Have you ever watched Stroker Ace?
No.
See, that's your favorite movie is Talladega Nights.
Born to Race.
Also acceptable.
Me and my grandma watched some of
Schumacher.
F1, yeah, I was about to say the same
thing. Senna.
Yep, really good.
I mean, all good racing
movies.
Days of Thunder is better than Talladega Nights, for sure.
All right, the one Jack, what was it, Eric? There was one that came out with Schumacher, but it was another one that too. It was
Rush.
Senna.
Rush.
Oh, Rush.
Rush. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, Rush.
With Niki Lauda and
Jack. Something.
James
Hunt. James Hunt.
Yeah, that was good. Too.
Speaking of movies, if at the end of your career they decide to make a biopic about your career, who would play you in that movie?
Morgan Freeman.
I don't know.
I don't know. By that time, Morgan may be a little old.
I don't know.
Denzel Washington.
Idris Elba.
The man in every movie, Samuel L. Jackson.
Probably some kids. Probably some young 6-year-old kid who races quarter midgets right now. I'll look on Instagram and see.
By the time you get there, yeah.
I mean,
it's a good answer, man.
It's a good answer.
That is a pretty good answer.
What's something that if we knew it about you, we would be surprised?
I love country music.
Well, see, now that's... Okay. Now, do you love real country or this like modern bubblegum pop stuff that passes for country
today? I feel as though your modern is my real country. So I like Luke Bryan. And,
well, see, now I like Luke Bryan.
Okay, yeah, Luke Bryan.
But, yeah, there's just a lot, like, you know, the Florida Georgia one. Like, sorry, I just
it's good too.
Too popish.
Okay. So this is something that I don't get to ask very many drivers, and I wish I would have been able to do that. But do you have any superstitions that you have to do before you crawl into a race car for every race?
No, I don't.
No, nothing. At all?
I mean, like, leading up to race week, I'm very light on my food and like what I eat. Like, yeah. I don't eat a lot at all. I like to be like slim on race day just to feel like loose and free. But superstitions, no. I'm always just
got about 1 minute. Who do you want to thank?
Definitely my family. Scott's Auto Repair in New Jersey, Rev Racing, Max Siegel, NASCAR Tech, Drive for Diversity. There's a lot of people behind me that support me, and it's pretty. Visionary Wealth Management, they're a company in New Jersey with wealth management, obviously. But yeah.
Well, what about social media? How can they follow you on your socials?
My Instagram is levar.scott34, Twitter is levarscott, and Facebook is levarscott.
Awesome. LeVar, thanks for coming in and joining us tonight, man. We love having having people come in the studio. It makes the vibe a whole lot better.
Thank you so much,
best
man.
Best of luck to you in your Drive for Diversity program next year. I'm sure we'll have you on many more times over the course of your
awesome. I would love to come back.
Early part of your career. And, you know,
to get him and Raja in the studio at the same time.
Yeah, Raja asked me, he texted me, he was like, "Are you going to the show today?" I was like, "Yeah." I was like, "You going to come?" He said, "He doesn't know." But yeah. I think he's going to be on soon.
Well, so off record, he's going to be on the phone next week, so you need to give us some dirt. So anyway, we'll listen, I'm all about fighting. I tried to get Howie and Jack to fight last week. More right after this.
How to be a great dad in 15 seconds. Bike ride, go fish, walk in the park, phone call, milkshake, play catch, picnic, fly a kite, tell jokes, laugh, talk, read a story, tell a story, bumper car, swing set, bowling, pillow fight, cut loose, stay tight. Whew. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Automotive technicians and auto service trainees, how would you like to work at the beach and perform for one of the best car care centers in the nation? Lewis Meineke is now looking for skilled automotive technicians to join their award-winning team. If you're a gearhead that knows his or her stuff, or a young up-and-comer that has the motivation and drive to succeed, then you need to make this call today. 302-827-2054. Lewis Meineke Car Care Center, located in beautiful Lewis, Delaware, offers a highly competitive compensation plan, great benefits, a flexible schedule, and did we mention that you're going to be working at the beach? Plus, there's a signing bonus for the right candidates. Technicians must be ASE certified and have a minimum of 6 years' experience. Beginners advance at your own pace in one of several entry-level positions. But whatever you do, don't wait. These jobs will go fast. Call Tim at 302-827-2054. That's 302-827-2054. Lewis Meineke Car Care Center. Rev up your career.
You hear that? That's the sound of America's only sports car. That's right. It's a Corvette. But not just any Corvette. It's your Corvette. It's that who cares if there's traffic part of your day. And this can be you when you come to Cooper Corvettes. With 60 years of Corvettes to choose from, there's always a Corvette in your budget. And they'll service any Corvette you bring in. Cooper Corvettes. On Route 1 just north of Quantico and Triangle. Call, click, or visit CooperCorvettes.com.
He wanted to be known for doing his best.
Sure, right.
His best made him Major League Baseball's most valuable player.
Strike two.
He played in 6 World Series and was elected to the Hall of Fame. Oh. Although an honest man, he was best at stealing home.
Save.
But the best quality of Jackie Robinson's life was his character. So here's to you, Mr. Robinson. Thanks for passing it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
When Marlon Shirley was 5 years old, he was in an accident and lost his foot, but he didn't lose his heart.
When you tackle a challenge that you just cannot even fathom tackling, when you accomplish that, the amount of integrity and the will and the heart that you'll get from that experience is what will set you up for your life.
In less time than it took Marlon Shirley to say that, he can now run 100 meters because today he's the world's fastest amputee. Overcome. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
I'm Landon Castle, NASCAR driver, and you're listening to the Inside Pass.
Welcome back. to the Inside Pass. And as a friend reminder, as we mentioned, next week on the show, we've got Fast Pasta going to join us at the top of the show.
That would be Anthony Alfredo, for those of you who aren't initiated.
I just call him Fast Pasta for short. And then we've also got Raj Akaruth, who, as we mentioned, LeVar knows really well, who's going to be on the phone as well.
My best bud.
For a couple of segments. So we'll get some dirt on him from LeVar here after the show. So Tom was at ZMAX Dragway over the weekend up in Charlotte. The NHRA was in town for a big weekend of racing, and I know we don't have a whole lot of time left, but I know one particular crash, the Pro Stock bike crash that happened.
Yeah, that was, that was one of the scariest wrecks I've ever seen in anything, to be honest. Corey Reed crossing the center line and making contact with the other bike, and it threw him off his bike, and they ended up taking him to the hospital. Haven't gotten an update on his condition, but it was one of the scariest things I've ever seen in racing, honestly. Otherwise than that, it was just a great day of racing out there with a lot of different winners. Josh Hart surprising everybody in Funny Car. Tim Wilkerson in Top Fuel. Kyle Koretsky getting his first ever win in the Pro Stocks, and Angel Sampe getting the win in the Pro Stock bikes. So that was really cool. She was very emotional afterward, not only because the last hurricane we had hit her town, but because of her association with Corey.
All right. Our thanks to LeVar Scott. Our thanks to Daniel Dye for joining us as well. See you guys next week for more Inside Pass. Have a great week. Goodbye, everybody.
You've been listening to The Inside Pass, powered by MyComputerCareer.edu. Training for a better life. You can be an IT professional in as little as 4 months. Visit MyComputerCareer.edu and take the free career evaluation test today. For more exciting and passionate motorsports content, follow The Inside Pass on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and visit TheInsidePassLive.com. The opinions expressed by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, affiliates, or marketing partners of The Inside Pass. No part of this show may be reproduced in any manner without the expressed written consent of The Inside Pass. Thank you for listening.